This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says Iran is responsible for an attack on two oil tankers Thursday in the Gulf of Oman. The two tankers were left adrift in the Gulf, a major shipping lane for much of the world's oil supplies. Pompeo said his assertion was based on intelligence, the weapons used, the level of expertise needed, and recent similar attacks by Iran. But the secretary said the attacks will not change the Trump administration's policy toward Tehran.
Our policy remains an economic and diplomatic effort to bring Iran back to the negotiating table at the right time, to encourage a comprehensive deal that addresses the broad range of threats. Threats today apparent for all the world to see, to peace and security.
Britain's Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt said he had consulted with Pompeo, and while the UK would make its own assessment of the situation, if Iran is responsible, it would be a deeply unwise escalation of tensions. Iran's mission to the UN said it categorically rejects the U.S. claim and condemns it in the strongest possible terms. President Donald Trump is facing criticism from both parties, in Washington after saying he would be open to accepting political dirt on an opponent from a foreign power. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
The president says he might not necessarily tell the FBI if a foreign power offered political dirt on an opponent.
There's nothing wrong with listening.
Democratic reaction to his interview with ABC News' George Stephanopoulos was swift.
That's an assault on our democracy.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying the president doesn't know right from wrong. Even GOP allies like Lindsey Graham, who usually steer clear of criticizing him, say the president's answer as to whether he'd accept foreign help should have been no.
Yeah, I think it's a mistake.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is VOA News. One of President Donald Trump's staunchest defenders, even back to the campaign, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders,